on the proposal. And so any comments or questions from board members in regards to Project Hudson round two?
There hasn't been a lot to update upon since our last meeting, but we have gotten a few inquiries via the Google voicemail. So we're just going to work on getting back to them this week and hopefully get some more projects in.
Okay.
Tom? Yeah, Calvin, I missed the meeting where you discussed the problem with the Black Entrepreneur proposal.
As I recall, essentially having a conversation with Jeff about 2 weeks ago, essentially Tiffany, as an alder person, alderwoman, cannot be in contract with the tourism board.
Correct.
And so, you know, she's aware of that issue, if you will, as it relates to her proposal. Tiffany was under the belief that she could coordinate with, say, Columbia Opportunities or... Oh, is that me? Sorry. That's not a background noise. She was under the impression that she could collaborate with a non-for-profit or another entity to receive the funding as it was allocated. But ultimately, you know, I told her that that was the concern. That was one of the concerns from the proposal, that she herself could not be in contract with the tourism board.
Or receive any city money in that fashion.
In that, right.
I don't so, even, I mean, to pass it through a nonprofit is not kosher either, I don't think.
You know, and I could be I don't want to speak too much to how she intends to resolve that conflict.
Okay.
But ultimately she had a plan to address that concern.
Okay.
And we wanted to leave it up to the council to make a decision.
Thank you.
Yep.
Also encouraging to hear that people are using, did you say a Google phone option, Hannah?
Yeah, it's on the
phone. That's kind of interesting. We all think of the I'm encouraged to hear people using it. Sorry. I just was encouraged that people are using it. That's awesome.
We've gotten about three, so.
That's good.
All right. Any other comments or questions in regards to Project Hudson Round 2 updates? All right. So moving on to the next topic, regenerative tourism, and an update in regards to Bill Reed paying us a visit. Kate put together some possible dates for this month. Looks like May 13th, May 19th, and May 27th as potential dates. And that pretty much puts us, the 13th is this Friday, the 19th is next Wednesday, and the 27th is the last Thursday of May.
So I guess, I don't know where we're at with doing like a live speaking thing or whether it's just better to stick with Zoom. I think this week is too soon. Mm-hmm. We could also, there are some dates in June as well, June 2nd, 3rd, 9th, 17th, and 23rd. So I don't know what your thoughts are on Tom, anyone, I guess, live events, in-person speaking engagement at this point, or just better to stick with doing it on Zoom. Like, it would be nice to activate one of the pocket parks for this, I was thinking. If we wanted to activate a pocket park and do it in that way, we could do it May 13th, 19th, or 27th. I think at this point, the 27th would make the most sense so that we have appropriate time to plan it. Mm-hmm. How do you all feel about that date? It's a Thursday.
Yeah, I like the idea of activating the pocket parks, you know, with Bill. Mm-hmm. I definitely like that option. And I'm fully vaccinated, so I'm open to that even more so, I guess.
Okay, I also think it's nice for him to see different parts of the city because he's really just kind of getting to know the city as well. So I think that that's really nice too.
Mm-hmm. And would that date work for you all, the 27th?
Works for me.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What time do you have in mind?
I don't know what you all think, like maybe 6 p.m. I was thinking is a nice time. People are kind of done with work and...
Yeah. That sounds right. That sounds
like 6.
Okay, great. Okay, so let's move forward with 6 p.m., May 27th. And I guess, Chris, maybe we could just talk about which pocket park, and then if I need to do any additional mass gathering permitting things. I don't know, Tom. You're making a bad face.
No, I'm just thinking, I was trying to figure that out myself. I think just for seating possibilities, the pocket park across from the Hudson Hall might be the best because it has all this, you know.
Or there's more space there.
More space there, and there's built-in seating. And
That's sort of what I was thinking. It's a nice place to do it, I think.
Yeah, and I get...
And then I was hoping we could also... figure out a way to live stream it as well so that the public who can't be in person would have an opportunity to view or at least video it and then be able to post it afterwards so that it's open to other folks who can't be there.
Yeah, I'll check. I'll have to do that. Get Shaheem to help me with that because I don't know how else we could do it.
Okay, I mean, I can think about it. I can think about it too.
Okay.
We can work together on it. But yeah. Just it'd be nice to do that, I think.
Sure.
For the public.
Sure.
All right. So we have that planned and all set. All right. So next we have the Pocket Park Forum update. Chris, I just wanted to create space to provide any updates or any nuances that may have come your way.
Sure, sure. I haven't made a lot of progress. I spoke to Alex at HBC today about partnering, making sure that we're working to do this in a way that the businesses on Warren are not, that they have input, they understand what's going on. So that's happening. I want to connect with Elena. I also had the thought of connecting with, Elena's part of this as well, the Waterfront Wednesday. They have vendors and seeing if we could tap into some of their vendors, because the idea would be to create opportunities for a very similar audience to what Waterfront Wednesday is reaching out to for the waterfront. So next week I should probably have some more updates on who would potentially be interested in being vendors and possibly music acts, entertainment, lecturers. So I'll give us time back.
Yes. Yeah. I had a question. One thing, I know Michael Chimides had sent a note through earlier to the tourism board about connecting us with the musicians from Albany. And I just was thinking about that this week. I'm like, I should just follow up with him about it, I guess. Because I didn't receive an introduction, so.
Yeah, and actually, you know, if it's a larger group, you know, a whole symphony, then the pocket parks are a little bit small, but they might have ideas. Like maybe there would be a trio who would want to put on a concert or, yeah, it's a great idea. I'll follow up with you on that as well.
Do you know if Waterfront Wednesday made contact with them? Anyone?
I don't know. I'll have to check in with them.
I mean, I know that they've been making contact because they, I saw on their website, Art Oh My, so I was glad that that connection came through. Thank you, Jane, for that. So they are making connections. So yeah, we can follow up. You or I, Kate, we'll just figure it out.
And the Waterfront Wednesday's website is really, really excellent. So they did such a nice job so far, and I feel like it's going to serve to have that in place, get more participation this year.
It's so fresh. It's actually fun to look at. That's it from Pocket Parks.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And next, we will shift gears and talk about Orange Street seasonal usage updates. Kate, you may take it away.
Thanks. So I'm sure you all saw that the first setup is in the 700 block in front of Park Theater, Aoko Sue, and the Cole Vidor. That was in place for the 100th anniversary of Park Theater. They got a mass gathering permit. So Rob and everyone at DPW were super helpful in getting that set up in plenty of time. Excellent, and pleased with the way it's all coming together. You'll see more of that rolling out over the next couple of weeks. The goal is to have businesses activated into their spaces by Memorial Day. Project manager still holding on that, waiting for a contract, some final details. So more on that next week. And then this weekend, we will be planting the planters and volunteer opportunities 7 to 11, both on Saturday and Sunday. So let us know if you're interested and share the word. And Hannah's going to post that on our Instagram as well.
Kate, Jeff had a question for you about the contract. We're putting it on the agenda tonight at the Informer.
I just got that right now, so okay. I'll reply to him.
Yeah, and so it'll go before the council tonight. So because we got to get that moving, really, right?
So what would have to go before the council, because it's already been, just what needs to.
That's a good question.
It's already been approved,
right.
The only thing that needs to happen is a contract needs to be issued.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the contract. It's the contract.
Okay, cool. I will, I'll send him a note back.
Wait, Tom, this is Jane. Do we vote on the terms of the contract or we vote on the existence of the contract? We as the common council.
I hear you. Let me just read the, because I just got it. And let's see. Let me get, it's here somewhere.
Because of, I sort of see those as two different issues, and it was just simply on a contract that has been cleared by Jeff Baker. That's one thing. If we're discussing the terms of the contract, that's something we probably have to noodle through this evening.
Right. Let me
hopefully
see what it reads. It's a
nice and direct.
It's just it's a resolution approving the hiring of the project manager. It's not the full, we don't have to go over the contract.
Oh, great. That's perfect. So we just approving the existence of the contract.
Yep. That's it. Excuse me.
Got a bad cold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Tom. And so that is our agenda for the evening. And so next, we will open it up to the public for brief comments. We do have to keep this meeting to a half hour. And it is now 5:18. Yes, Kate?
Sorry, Calvin. I did get an email from Tamber Dillon, and I know that they are going to be submitting a just a proposal this week about Winter Walk to get the tourism board up to speed. So I don't have any details on that at all, but just something to be aware of. And if I get it, I'll circulate it as soon as I get it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kate. So before I go to the public, any other comments from council members? All right. So now we will open up to the public for comment.
I think Operation Unite has their hand up.
Yes, Operation Unite.
Yes, hi, Selena. I'm at the glare. For Waterfront Wednesdays, would someone want the list of the vendors? Was that the case? And if so, who should I send that to?
Send that to me, Elena, and I'm going to connect with you about the Pocket Park. I just have some thoughts that I'd love to run by you.
Okay. All right, Chris. Thanks.
Thanks for that.
Thank you, Elena. Any other comments from the public?
Hi. Can I ask a question? I was just wondering, in terms of the Black Entrepreneur Market, who are some people that Tiffany and I could speak to just about whatever more could be figured out in terms of the issues with kind of like the alderman conflict?
I would recommend speaking to the attorney, Jeff Baker.
Okay.
Elise, I can connect you with Jeff.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Elise. Any other comments from the public? Allison. Are you there, Allison?
Oh, okay. Now I'm on with the appropriate time to turn off my mic. Turn it on. Thank you very much. I'm not sure if I missed the project manager for the shared streets or seasonal streets. Is there actually someone that was selected for the position, or are we still waiting for that to be announced?
We have selected someone for the position. We're waiting for a contract to be drafted by the attorneys, and then for that person to sort of have an opportunity to review the contract before announcing who that person is.
Actually,
okay, and then that person...
Maybe
I misspoke.
No. You're right, but that person will be in the... That's what tonight's resolution's about.
Okay.
For him.
Right, okay.
And then, of course, right. The contract will be worked out.
Okay.
So you can mention his name if you want. I don't
know. Okay, so it's Gary Pernhagen. He's a First Ward resident who lives on Warren Street. He is lovely, and I think he's going to be really great at this project. So look forward to introducing you all upon completion of the contract.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Allison. Next, we have John King. You're breaking up, John.
Bad connection to Troy.
I said, what person or group of people was authorized to make this election about the project manager position?
We went through an interview process with both Tamar and I, and then the mayor interviewed him as well.
So this was the mayor's decision?
Correct.
Thank you.
Other comments from the public. All right, thank you, John. And so that said, that brings us to the end of our meeting. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any nays? No. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
We're meeting next Monday, right?
Seven next Monday?
No, I think it's 5 again.
5? Okay.
Cool.
May 17th, 5 o'clock. All right. Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.